Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today's show is the first of a series recorded last weekend during the 43rd annual Jazzport Townsend Festival. There were concerts on Friday and Saturday evenings with two performances each and a Saturday matinee with three groups performing. We'll begin with a full-length performance from NEA jazz master flutist Hubert Laws, who was making his first appearance at Jazzport Townsend. He's one of the rare jazz artists for whom flute is his principal instrument. Hubert Laws studied classical flute with Julius Baker at Juilliard while gigging at night with Mongo Santa Maria, in whose band I first heard him at the Penthouse in Seattle in the mid-60s. Hubert Laws has gone on to play and record with Chick Corea, Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, Milt Jackson, Herbie Hancock, Quincy Jones, and many others, as well as film scores. He's recorded more than two dozen albums as a leader, moving easily between jazz and classical music, and many, many more as a guest artist and sideman. Hubert Laws is backed in this concert by an outstanding trio with Bill Cunliffe on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums, all leaders in their own right and members of the faculty at this year's Jazz Workshop at Port Townsend. From McCurdy Pavilion, here's Hubert Laws on flute with his composition Memory of Many at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend.
Thank you.
Memories of Many, Hubert Laws' composition. Hubert Laws featured on flute in the opening number from this concert from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. Joining Hubert Laws on stage, Bill Cunliffe on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums. The concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX.
This is a very wonderful facility and project. I was so impressed. It's my first time, and thanks to John Clayton, I got the invitation to come here. You know, this music, I've had the opportunity to speak to several groups that were in rehearsals around the grounds here, and I was able to share some of my experiences, as well as find out that there's such a gamut of talent here, young people who are interested in this music. And I assured them that's why this music is valid, and they're the proof of it, because they know that there's something here. We're going to give you our impression of a piece written by Kurt Weill. It's called My Ship.
Moment's Notice, played by Hubert Laws on flute at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend this summer. Backed by Bill Cunliffe at the piano, John Clayton on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums, it's coming to you on Jazz Northwest. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. And once again, here's Hubert Laws.
I love this music, and I love this environment. Backstage, I was talking to Bonnie Obremski. She's one of the staff here. I told her, you know, this gives me the opportunity to make so many friends, you know. Stop and ask yourself, what's the best feeling that you have in your existence? Isn't it when you meet with family and friends? Isn't it true? You get up in the mornings, you want to rush off to work, make money, and the money is supposed to yield you some of the better things in life, like, you know, better home, a car, and these things. And yet, what we really enjoy most are people around us. This gives me the opportunity to be around my comrades, my colleagues, and my family. I just love it when I'm able to do that and to blend in with the music that we can present. I just love that. We're going to play a piece now. I did a little bit of research on this piece before I learned it. I learned it after Chick wanted to play it. Like, we were playing in Seattle, and he said, Hubert, let's play Lush Life. I said, I don't even know it. So I went and did some research on it, and Billy Strayhorn wrote this piece. And I learned a little bit more about him, and actually was very sympathetic. Certain parts of this piece that sort of reflected what he was like. He had a similar background to mine, and John's, actually. John and I studied classical music as well as jazz. Matter of fact, I kind of joked around saying, that jazz was supporting my classical habit. But that's what Billy Strayhorn did. He was out of Pittsburgh, and that's where Duke Ellington met him. The original title of this piece was Lonely Life, but it became Lush Life. So that's what we're going to try to do right now. Thank you.
Hubert Laws on alto flute in that version of Lush Life. From this concert at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, coming to you on KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the region. Once again, here's Hubert Laws, this time with piccolo.
Yeah, John and I are going to try to do a little duet here. You guys rest just a minute. In case I look at you and need help, then... Thank you. We're going to do another piccolo piece. This is Bobby Timmons' piece. It's called Dat Dare.
You're listening to Hubert Laws in concert from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with Jazz Northwest. Thank you.
Codliff, John Clayton, Matt Wilson.
Hubert Laws.
And the great Hubert Laws, ladies and gentlemen. NEA Jazz Master, Hubert Laws. Matt Wilson. Bill Cunliffe.
And John Clayton. We've been listening to a concert by Hubert Laws at Centrum's 43rd annual Jazzport Townsend, recorded on July 28th in McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Worden. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks also to Artistic Director John Clayton, Jazz Program Manager Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum who make it happen. Special thanks to Lucy Peckham and Mike Sicarius for house sound and assistance with recording this concert. And for more about Centrum and all its programs, go to centrum.org. If you missed part of today's show or you want to hear it again, Jazz Northwest is available as a podcast at jazznw.org. You'll find more about this program and others at knkx.org. Next Sunday on Jazz Northwest, we'll hear a concert by an amazing young pianist, Justin Coughlin, who was mentored by Clark Terry and featured in the film Keep On Keepin' On. Next week from Jazzport Townsend here on Jazz Northwest. Here are some live jazz picks for this week. Lee Ritenour and Dave Grusin are finishing their gig at Jazz Alley tonight. Max Holmberg and the 200 Trio are at the Angry Beaver on Greenwood. Bob Hammer's playing solo at 6 at Vito's on Capitol Hill. And there's Cafe Racer Sessions and Brian Nova's Jam at the Musiquarium. Joe Doria presents Tuesday nights at 10 at the Sea Monster on 45th. And the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's on Tuesday. Wednesday, Chicagoans Joel Spencer and Joan Hickey will team with Jay Thomas, Steve Griggs, and Phil Sparks to play tunes from the 1957 Blue Note album Blowin' In from Chicago, which featured Clifford Jordan and John Gilmore. That's at the Royal Room on Wednesday night. Marina Albero leads a quintet Wednesday night at Tula's. Susan Pascal Quintet plays a noontime concert at the Cornish Series at Amazon on Thursday. Tariq Abouzaid's Happy Orchestra plays a free concert at 6 at Seattle Art Museum's Olympic Sculpture Park. And Keiko Matsui fronts a quartet at Jazz Alley Thursday through Sunday. Jessica Lurie Ensemble plays at the Royal Room on Thursday night. Friday night, Brazilian singer, composer, and guitarist Joyce Moreno plays at the Triple Door on Friday. Saturday, Greta Matassa sings at Tula's. Cubano y Latina is at the Sea Monster, and the Columbia City Blues Festival is this weekend at the Royal Room. More info on the KNKX calendar and earshot.org. Next, some music by a visiting artist to our area this week, Brazilian singer, songwriter, and guitarist Joyce Moreno, who will be at the Triple Door on Friday night. I've admired her music for a long time, and here is a sample of it. This comes from an album of songs of Elis, of the great Brazilian singer. It's the song Astronauta, which was the title song for this album. Joyce is heard on voice and guitar, Mulgrew Miller on piano, Rodolfo Strutter on bass, and Tutti Moreno on drums, and Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone on this one, Astronauta with Joyce.
Agora mora só no pensamento, ou então no firmamento, em tudo que no céu viaja. Pode ser um astronauta, ou ainda um passarinho, ou virou um pé de vento, pipa de papel de seda, ou quem sabe um balãozinho. Pode estar num asteroide, pode ser a estrela d'alva que daqui se olha, pode estar morando em Marte, nunca mais se soube dela desaparecer.
Thank you.
that's the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble from the new album The Wheels Are Turning and Ciora, arranged by Bob Hammer. Bobby Medina on trumpet, Mike West on tenor saxophone, a bit of Bill Anthony's trombone in there as well. Before that, we were listening to Joycey from her album Astronauta, the title song, and she'll be performing at the Triple Door Friday night. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today on Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next Sunday at this same time. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.